Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Clinton Monchuk, the Executive Director of Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan. Thanks for joining us, Clinton.
Thank you very much for having me, Bruce.
October is Agriculture Month in Saskatchewan. First of all, a little bit of background. What is the significance of this particular observance and why?
So agriculture was initially kind of coined by the government of Saskatchewan quite a few years back, and the main purpose around it was to just show Saskatchewan in general, but a little bit more focus around the farmers and the agriculture industry, to just show the pride in agriculture and the food and farming that we have here in this great province. So it started with that, and then it built from that into an avenue that we can talk with consumers about how their food is being grown in this province and create some linkages between the agriculture industry and consumers.
In what activities has Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan been involved so far during Agriculture Month, and what activities are planned through the rest of October?
Sure. So we kicked off Agriculture Month back at the end of September. It was actually the 29th of September with a cooking demonstrations at one of the Sobeys in Saskatoon. Within the event, we had farmers there. As people were checking out and kind of walking by, they would stop and talk a little bit to farmers and ranchers. Just ask questions about how their food is made. And it was a really great opportunity to actually chat with people and highlight some of the concerns that they would have and talk to a real farmer. We also had an event at the University of Saskatchewan where we had a showing of the Food Evolution documentary and then a discussion panel afterwards, which was very had good attendance. We had just over 50 students that showed up and from a wide variety of different colleges within the university talking about food. And then also we've been continually having the conversation about food and farming online using the hashtag Our Food Has a Story and Ag Month 18 as the two hashtags that we're following and continuing to talk about. So within that, we've had a significant amount of following, lots of conversations happening, and we're going to have again this weekend one of our what we call food influencers, Renee Coleman, is going to be at the Saskatoon Farmers Market handing out samples of beef meatballs and having farmers there talk again about answering questions or talking about farming. We'll have some virtual reality goggles there for kids to get the experience of what it's like on a farm firsthand. So very wide variety of different events here throughout the month.
What role does agriculture play in the culture, the way of life, and the economy of Saskatchewan, and what are the factors there?
So it's really interesting. When you look at the backbone of Saskatchewan, agriculture has always been at the forefront. You know, we do have other great industries here in this province, whether it's mining or oil, and new technologies being developed here in this province. Agriculture continues to be a background, and you know, there's a lot of pride within that. Think about how much we actually grow in this province. We're a small province in terms of population, but a significant population or amount of land that we can grow this abundance of food. So agriculture is a huge deal to us. You think about a lot of the individuals that you chat with, even on a daily basis in the urban settings, have some tie to agriculture. And when you think about the culture around food, a lot of the social events that we have are focused around some interaction with somebody else or a group of people, but it usually involves food too and some of the different traditions that we do have with respect to food. So it's really vast, and I think we're very blessed in this province to have the abundance of food that we do to share with others as well. And it's a significant contributor as well to our economy.
Typically, how involved have farmers been in bringing the message of agriculture to the public? How is that actually changing, and why?
You know, it's interesting. If you go back and you think of how much even my parents would have had to speak about farming to others, it was minimal. Like, we did have some farm tours and some discussions that would take place, but it wasn't as significant as it is now. With the disconnect that exists between actual farmers and the growth of the urbanized population in this country, the need to have these conversations and these engaging interactions is more needed. And I think you see farmers now with some of the different questions that get put on social media, or some of the false information I think that's out there. Farmers realize that we have to get out there and tell our story. So as I see, you know, Ag Month, Agriculture Month in Saskatchewan, since its inception to where we're at now, a lot more farmers believe that this is something, building public trust is something that we all need to do in an effort to keep our industry going.
How responsive has the public been to the increased visibility of farmers, and why?
You know, it's interesting. When we were at the event in Sobeys, I had a lot of consumers that would come by, drop by, and just say thank you for answering my questions. Thank you for producing the food that we have in this province. And it really was reassuring to know, first of all, that consumers, some of them did have genuine questions that they wanted answers, because they haven't had the ability to talk to a actual farmer. But second of all, they were very thankful and appreciative that we were there to be open and transparent about what we're doing. So I think it's been excellent to have these opportunities, and consumers definitely feel like we're farmers, and the agriculture industry is trying to get out there and make a difference.
Why is it so important for the agriculture sector to engage with the public?
You know, I think as we see consumers maybe looking at different things on the internet or their social media feeds that may not be truthful about agriculture, you can see how quickly perceptions of agriculture change. This then can have the effect of changes in demand or changes in public policy, either in Regina or in Ottawa. So we want to make sure that consumers have the truthful information about food and farming, which is, again, another strong reason why the agriculture industry is very behind Agriculture Month.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Nothing else other than to say, you know, it's been a great so far throughout the month, and I think farmers really are getting involved in this, and consumers are picking it up. So I think the increased media that we have as a result of agriculture is definitely beneficial for the entire industry. So thank you.
Thank you. Our guest has been Clinton Monchuk, the Executive Director of Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.